Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Hello everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to NMA, empowering God's beloveds. This is our 12th week, guys. Yay, we've made it 12 weeks. I'm so excited. As always, I'm grateful to God for allowing me to be here to bring glory to His name. I'm so excited, guys. I don't know how the time went past by, but this is our 12th week doing this podcast, and I am grateful. I'm shocked, but grateful. Not shocked in a bad way, but just kind of shocked in a way that time just went by so quick. So during this 12th podcast episode, I kind of want to talk to you guys about my experience with podcasting, but I also do want to let you guys know that my podcast, NMA Empowering God's Beloveds, is part of a great and awesome podcast network, which is Who's Your Daddy Podcast Network. And there's so much going on in there. If you have not checked it out yet, go ahead and check it out. We have Who's Your Daddy Podcast, which has Frank and Christina Sasso, which goes on Sundays. There's so much. There's literally something for everybody. There's Becoming a Light Podcast. There's a Lagos Podcast, A Voice of One. There is A Secret Refuge. And then there's Bella and Me, and then also my podcast, NMA Empowering God's Beloved. So if you guys are ever wondering, oh, what should I do? There's a podcast for every single day. My day is on Friday, but on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there's a podcast for each and every single person. There's a podcast that covers a wide range of varieties. My podcast is mainly geared towards women, but there's a podcast for children. There's one for family. And if you guys haven't checked it out, go ahead and check it out. Go on the website. You'll discover so much information, and I'm grateful to God for this network. I'm grateful that I'm able to be a part of this network. It's humbling to be in that spot. Thank God for that. So yes, I do want to talk to you guys today on how it has been. How has this 12 weeks been for me? I remember the first time, if you guys kind of go back a little bit, a couple chapters ahead or a couple podcasts ahead, we met with Frank and Christina Sasso. Well, yeah, 12 weeks ago. I remember it was April 29th or something like that. 28th or 29th was the first time we met with them. And I just kind of poured my heart out about what I want for women and what I want for this generation. And pretty much I was coming from a place of like brokenness. I was just tired of just having people who really want to serve God, and they constantly keeps getting turned down. And I believe that Jesus is for everybody, and anybody who wants to serve the Lord should serve the Lord. Of course, there's everything that ties into it, like wisdom and just direction and everything. But if you feel it in your heart that God is telling you to do something, whether it's to give, whether it's something as little as give $5 to this person, or give $1,000, or whether it's something like travel to Canada and go preach over there. I believe that the kingdom of God is a huge kingdom, and we need to stop fighting each other. If we all unite together and we all fight for the same purpose, because the real reason that we're put on this earth is to help people recognize that Jesus is Lord. So I know one of my favorite quotes is that you might be the only Bible that somebody else will get to read. So my actions and my words, everything that I do, will influence somebody else on whether they will in turn be a Christian or not, because we are the representatives of Christ. Believe me, guys, I have worked in a call center where we are like representatives for that company. And if you're mean to a customer, well, it trickles. It's like the same thing with Christianity. If you're a Christian and you just don't know how to treat unbelievers, or you shun them, or you look at them a certain way, don't forget that you are once there too. So be humble in this walk. God calls us to be humble for a reason, because He knows exactly where He brought me from, and He knows exactly where He brought you from. So if you're a child of God, the greatest commandment is to love. So I speak love. I pray for that every single day, is to just love, and is to learn to love. Love Christians, love unbelievers, love the sick, love the poor, because love ultimately is what saved us all. So yeah, so I was really tired of that. And I remember Frank asked me, well, I went with my fiance and my kids, but he asked me if I can do this podcast once a week. And I was like, yes, great. You know, I'd love to do it. And he was like, okay. But I didn't really, I remember going home and thinking like, wow, what am I going to talk about for 30 minutes a day? I mean, I can, for 30 minutes, well, once a week, sorry. 30 minutes once a week, what am I going to talk about? I was looking for things to talk about. And then I remember Christina told me, you find inspiration on things to talk about. You'll find inspiration. And I remember going home and I was just praying to God, Lord, just give me content. Give me stuff to talk about. And he put it in my heart, you know, talk about women of the Bible. I wanted to do a women's ministry and encourage women. As you guys all know, my desire is to inspire. My desire is to uplift, empower, and encourage you guys through the word. So the Lord was really speaking to me about doing that, but just making sure it's Bible based. So if you guys have not checked out any previous podcasts, if you're new, welcome. I welcome you with open arms. Our hearts are so big for you because we know that for every woman who is probably stumbled upon this podcast, you've kind of been where I've been. But I'm here to tell you that God is more than able to lift you out of every situation that you've dug yourself in. And I say you dug yourself in because we've all sinned and fallen short of God's glory. And the reason why God gets the glory is because we cannot do it on our own. So I recognize that I am not here because of my own potential. I'm not here because of my good looks. I am not here because I was perfect. I am here because I was a sinner saved by grace. And for that reason, I want to share and spread the word of God for every man, every woman, every child, every youth that's willing to listen and to let them know, hey, Jesus is still Lord. God is still on the throne. And as long as the Lord is still on the throne, which he'll always be, but as long as the Lord is still on the throne, that there's still victory. So you guys don't give up. Don't give up. And I just want to scream that at the top of my lungs. Don't give up. I know when you're going through things, it's hard to have hope. But sometimes that hope that you have left, hold on to it. Because tomorrow is a brighter day. Tomorrow will be a better day. And that's where I'm at in my life right now. So yeah, so I come from a very, very broken past, I would say. But God has turned my ashes into beauty. He has really restored me from so many different things. I struggled with low self-esteem. I struggled with my identity. I struggled with identifying love. I struggled with all that. But God truly, truly has opened my eyes to see the meaning of love, the meaning of gentleness, the meaning of faith, the meaning of how to be a wife, how to be a good mother. So God has truly delivered me and I'm still going through it now. So I wanted to share my journey. I wanted to share my story, but in also teaching you guys, you know, different men and women, well, just mainly women of the Bible, that we can draw from. And we've learned about Abigail and we've learned about so many women, the Proverbs 31 woman. These are all perfect examples that's been put in the word. You have access to it. You have access to the Bible. It's free. We have access to them to kind of follow after, you know. So thank you guys so much who stuck through for these 12 weeks. I appreciate all you guys who've been listening consistently. You know who you are. Thank you. Yes, you. You're the real MVP. So thank you guys for those of you who have been listening consistently, who I shared my story. I don't want pity. I don't want, oh, boo-hoo, sorry, pity you. No, I shared my story because in sharing my story, I gained freedom from it. Me sitting here talking to you guys, I've gained so much freedom because that's something that I was ashamed of. But I've gained so much freedom in it that I feel like I can just, you know, walk to a bunch of people and just talk to them about this stuff now, which I never had before. I never had the courage to share my story. Or if I did, I would leave some parts out. But I have the courage of the Lord. I have the boldness of the Lord. I am a lioness in the kingdom of God. And I am here. And I'm not going anywhere. So we're 12 weeks in. And we're coming back stronger, better, with more content and stuff like that. So if you've been with us, yes, for 12 weeks, thank you so much for being with us. And once again, if you haven't already, check out the previous podcast. And also check out the Who's Your Daddy Network. again, it's awesome. So I wanted to share my experience. I keep rambling. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited. I wanted to share my experience with the podcasting. Like I said, I was just praying to God to kind of give me ideas of things to talk about. And like I said, one of the things that God put in my heart was to talk to you guys about women of the Bible. But then to also, every now and then, I've had my fiance, Kennedy, who's soon to be my hubby. Yay. Exactly 2 months to go until the wedding day, and I'm so excited. Oh my God, that's also been like another journey. I hope to share that with you guys, hopefully after it's done, and I can just come in here and testify the Lord did it. To bring my fiance in every, like, once a month, so we can talk about family, we can talk, because I understand, you know, it's a woman's podcast, but some guys may be listening, so I didn't want to leave you guys out. And to talk about family, to talk about fashion, to talk about finances, stuff that everybody goes through it, and especially for me, I'm more passionate about it, is because I'm sure there's men and women out there who are starting life together, and just like me and my fiance Kennedy are starting a life together, we want to share our experience with you guys. If there's something that we can help you guys, or if there's tips and ideas that you guys can help us with, we're welcome. We're an open podcast. We love interaction. So if you guys send us an email, we'll respond to you. If you go on our website, we are on social media. On Facebook is at Empowering God's Beloveds. And then we're on Instagram, Empowering God's Beloveds. And then, as always, you can send us an email at empoweringgodsbeloveds@gmail.com. Today's podcast is actually going to be really short because I'm pretty much just sharing my review and my thoughts. But yes, here we go. Because again, I'm rambling. And usually I'm like straightforward, like, let's do this. Okay. So yes, my experience has been awesome in all. I was wondering where I could find the time to kind of do a podcast and then do everything else that's going on. But the Lord has gave me grace to do so. I've been able to do everything, plan my wedding, get my kids ready for bed. Sometimes things get shuffled around and I don't get to do things the way I'd like to. But at the end of it all, I had to make sure that I was faithful with this podcast. And I used to always tell the Lord, like, whatever you give me, I will be faithful with that. And how much do we know how the Lord loves faithfulness and consistency? He blesses that. There's a blessing in consistency. So I so badly wanted to serve God that I was like, if this podcast is a way that I could reach to men and women of God, children of God, then yes, sign me up, because I have so much that I want to share with you guys. So yeah, so introducing my fiance, we'll be doing a segment once a month on just family, everything that has to do with marriage and how we tackle marriage and finances and our children, stuff like that, even stuff like vacations or little stuff like that that families do together. So that's what we'll do together. And I feel like it's perfect because we'd like to hear somebody else's input, especially when it comes to like something that has to do with like a unity where it's a male and a female. It's good to hear both sides. And Kennedy and I, we don't hold back. We're real, the same way we are in person. We are on the podcast. We're so real. If you guys ever have questions, we'll answer it to our honesty, because that's where we've set the bar. Like, we want to be completely honest and transparent. So yes, sinner, saved by grace, excited about this podcast. If you haven't checked out any of the podcasts, go ahead and check it out. I'm excited for next week because we're going to be continuing with the women of the Bible. So this time around, we're going to read about Leah and how many people know her story and how badly she wanted her husband to love her. So tune in next week. I've been studying that story. I've been studying the scriptures about her life and her story, and I so badly want to share it with you guys. So tune in next week to hear great and exciting a message or a teaching on Leah. So until next time, guys, thank you and have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Anime Podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at LavinyaJohnson.com.